The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says using treated human waste as fertilizer is the most environmentally sound way to get rid of it. It used to get dumped in the oceans. The pollution caused dead zones. Now using it on land is becoming controversial. As people move closer to rural areas, they discover what's happening. It smells. It might also cause damage. Tommy Dryman insists the creek near his Florida home has changed because farmers near his house use sludge as fertilizer.
This was the most beautiful place I've ever settled down to, and oh, the creek just looks awful now. It used to be clear, and now it's just black and mucky all the time.
Dryman says not only has the color changed, there's more icky residue on the shore. He rarely sees otters, deer, and other wildlife anymore. He definitely stopped swimming in it. Dryman and his neighbors think the human fertilizer nearby farmers use, known as sewage sludge, is to blame. Sludge is made at sewage treatment plants. The water people flush down their toilets gets pretty clean with today's methods. That means more of what's left over stays pretty dirty. It resembles a thin pudding or a powder, depending on how it's treated. It can contain viruses, bacteria, chemicals, and cancer-causing heavy metals.
Now, this sewage sludge includes not just human waste. It includes Pine Sol if you clean your toilet bowl with Pine Sol, or if you do oil painting and you flush the paints down the drain, or if you work in a chemistry lab.
Eric Giroux is an attorney for Earth Justice. He's handling a lawsuit for Tommy Dryman and his neighbors. It claims sewage sludge dumped on farms there is wafting through the air, making them sick, and running off into the creek. There are federal, state, and county rules meant to prevent runoff. There are buffer zones from water bodies and rules to protect groundwater. But sludge is not always applied according to the rules, and there are things missing from the rules, according to the Cornell Waste Management Institute. They don't deal with poisons, such as flame retardants, the drugs we take, and toxic chemicals that harm fish and wildlife and inhibit plant growth. But those who use sludge as fertilizer like it.
It's a product that has to have something done with it, and if it's done properly, there are no problems.
Dennis Carlton has used the free product on his cow pastures for 10 years. He says the calves raised on those pastures end up weighing more than others. Sludge saves him $60 to $160 an acre on expensive chemicals.
It's cost effective, and it does a better job than the commercial fertilizers because it lasts long because of the slow release qualities.
Sludge contains lots of nitrogen, which is food for plants. It's organic. Plants absorb it very slowly, and that's good. Since 1997, University of Florida soil scientist Martin Adjaye has compared typical commercial fertilizer, ammonium nitrate, with sludge. He says his studies show the good stuff in sludge gets into the plants very nicely. And he says plants don't seem to absorb the heavy metals.
We measured lead, barium, cadmium, nickel in the plant. They were all 0.002 or something parts per million in the plant.
That's lower than the EPA says it has to be. Adjaye says only trace amounts of metals sunk into the groundwater. He doesn't know yet whether the metals drift into the soil, but he found too much of the nutrient phosphorus builds up in the soil when fertilized with sludge year after year. He admits there are many more tests to be done. This year, the EPA responded to complaints about sludge. It plans to test for 50 chemicals, far more than ever before. Jeff Grubbs is the EPA's Director of Science and Technology.
We're focusing on a couple of things. One is beginning to ramp up some of the research investment to strengthen our understanding of some of the processes and the nature of the contaminants that could be present in sludge and what risks they might or might not pose. And we do have a number of things that are in the works, both near and longer term, that might lead to changes in the underlying regulations about what can be in biosolids before they're applied to land.
And the EPA and a few industry groups have created a best practices program for willing utilities. They pledge to control the odor and dust, as well as manage the nutrients in their sludge. The utilities are then audited by impartial, independent third parties. There are only 48 municipalities participating nationwide. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Amy Tardiff.